Loggerhead turtles have natural camouflage and spend most of their time underwater. And while that may help when it comes to hiding from natural predators, it makes them difficult to spot from a boat. Each summer, dozens are killed. With a lifespan similar to humans, the toll adds up. David Kaplan is a scientist with VIMS.
You might think that a few hundred individuals dying out of a population of 5,000 to 20,000 is not very much, but if that's happening every year over their entire adolescence, then little by little you can make a big dent in the population. That's why there's concern, and that's why, you know, we need to figure this out.
So last summer, Kaplan and graduate student Bianca Santos set out to do just that, using dead loggerhead sea turtles dubbed Franken turtles.
We pretty much got the top and the bottom of the turtle. We filled the inside with foam and then went all medieval on it with zip ties and drill bits and put it back together.
They equip the Franken turtles with GPS, then track them using the data to figure out where most turtles were being struck. Though they're still crunching the numbers, raw data points to lower parts of the Chesapeake Bay, some near the mouth of the James River. That will lead them to what is killing the turtles.
Having a location would help us decide, is it commercial shipping, is it recreational or boating activity? That would help us narrow those two down and try to mitigate against those causes of death.
The project feeds into a larger study by the Virginia Aquarium to figure out the deaths of several hundred turtles in the Chesapeake Bay each year. From the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.